It is amazing what the children say to me. But some of them so profound. Grant wanted to remind me that it is near Easter, and he's absolutely right. That's on the 27th, and Juliana wanted to remind me that he died. And that's true. She knows that her Savior gave his life. Well, you may be asking, I don't know, and it really isn't all that important, because I'm asking, and was asking this week, why such a joyous gospel text as the prodigal son, the wasteful son, which we might as well call the prodigal father, because he's accused of being just as wasteful as this son of his, heaping all of his goods wastefully and without regard to the worthiness of the recipient. The son wasted on riotous and reckless living, and the father is accused of wasting it on this son, who is undeserving and not fit to receive these gifts. But I've often wondered why such a powerful gospel lesson has been chosen for the season of Lent. Lent is a penitential season. And as we know, it's a time of reflection, a time of acknowledging the sinfulness of our lives. It is a time of repentance. And for many Christians, repentance means hanging their head low, being ashamed of themselves, hardly mustering the ability to lift their head toward God, daring to even believe they might be saved, remembering that somehow it is only by the skin of their teeth and with great reluctance that God saves sinners. But that's not the message of the gospel, and that's not the meaning of repentance. I've told you before this story. I'll tell you again. I'm only 55, so I only have so many stories. So when I recycle them, don't complain. But my twin brother and I received my late mother. She bought a shirt for me and my twin brother, matching shirts, which was adorable to everybody else, but was annoying and vexating to me and my twin brother. We didn't want to be cute because we weren't. We were obnoxious and we liked it. But she got us each this blue sweatshirt with the word repent on it. And it went down, the print went down, repent, and it faded as it went. I did not know what that word meant. I thought it was cool. I thought it was some hip term of the day that my older brothers would use. And they didn't. I found out later it was a term from Christian vocabulary. I was somewhat mortified to find out. But to be honest, many Christians are just as clueless as I was back then about what the word repent means. To many of them, it means that we are to quit being sinners and turn our lives over to Jesus. The problem is, such a notion, however sentimental, however pious, and however devotionally warm, flies in the face of Scripture. As a matter of fact, it contradicts the very confession that we made this morning, that we were conceived and born in sin. We can no more quit being sinners than golden retrievers can quit being the best dogs God ever made. We can no more quit being sinners than cats. Well, I'll leave it there. But anyhow, they're animals too. We are by nature sinners. Often people confuse this.